Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Welcome back, sports fans, to another episode of the Charity Stripe Podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one sports podcast network in Los Angeles. For those listening at home, on the road, in the air, in the water, do you believe? We have a great show for you guys today. Chris Nikic is joining us. He's a very special guest. He's attempting to become the first person with Down syndrome to ever complete an Ironman, and we chat about it on this show. So buckle up, get excited, because here we go. 3, 2, 1. We're back.
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in Bellicose? Yes! High fly ball
to right field. She is gone! Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Rebound Bosch. Back out to Allen. History final. Bang! Gives it to Jenkins for the championship. He's going for the corner. He's got it.
Bases loaded. Two out.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. Pitch your free throws, because they have free. So 288 coming hot at you guys, and so 287. And I'm joined on this one by Alex Tossing the Roctisopoulos, Nikki Snacks Kreider, and our special guest, Chris Nikic. On a episode, this is the first time we're having someone on the show, I believe, who's attempting to make history.
Yeah. Yeah, and quite impressive history.
Yeah.
At that. God. A triathlon. An Ironman,
yeah,
is a breed of triathlon,
which is for the people out there.
Yeah, 112 miles bike.
Yeah,
a marathon,
mm-hmm.
Which is
26.2
miles on your feet, and two and a half,
2.4 miles swim,
2.4 miles
swim, which you start off with. So you go from the swim to the bike to the run. One of Toss and mine's roommates, he asked, is that something that they do over the course of 2 weeks? To which we responded, no, it's in a singular day.
Which is, yeah, incredibly, incredibly impressive. So much hard work and training that Chris has put into this event. He is competing on Saturday, the 7th.
Yeah.
We say later in the show what his number is, and you're able to... you're able to track the performers and track the athletes.
We'll post about it as well.
We'll post about it on our social. But without too much more, I think it's just best if we get into the interview.
Jump into the interview. Yeah, let's do it. Without further ado, the Charity Stripe with Chris Nikic. All right, guys, you heard it in our introduction. We have a very special guest today, one of one. This is a one in a million kid right here. And we have Chris Nikic joining the show, who is about to attempt to be the first person with Down syndrome to complete an Ironman. Chris, how you doing today?
Great.
Awesome, man. We are so pumped to have you. Alex discovered your story, and we were just blown away by this, because between the three of us, there's no shot in hell we could complete an Ironman, let alone a triathlon. So even that in itself is amazing. And the first thing we really wanted to ask you was, what inspired you to start training for an event like this?
My dream inspired me. My dream is to make my own money so I can buy my own house, buy my own car, May is marking hop run right from his shoulder. Look, my mom. I just said, if I sit on the couch playing field game, I will never get my dream. But if I do Iron Man and become a motivational speaker, I have a chance to get my dream.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you're clearly ready to go for the race. You've been training for a long time. You've done other events. Are there still people to this day that doubt you and believe you can't do that? And how do you feel about them?
Many people do not think I can do this and still don't believe it. I say, watch me, or I will prove you wrong. I show them that it is possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure you've proved a lot of people wrong, which is great. I mean, it's a good feeling when you're right and they're wrong.
Yeah, and we know you've worked really hard with.
Is it a good feeling, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We know you've worked.
The hardest part.
No, go ahead, Chris. Go ahead. What's the hardest part?
The hardest part. What's the hardest part?
Okay, so the hardest part is the bike, because sitting for 8 hours makes my hands and my better. It's also hard to train for 8 hours at one time.
Mm-hmm. What's your?
Are you doing that every day? You're training for 8 hours every day on the bike.
3 to 8 hours
every day.
4 to 6 days a week.
Wow.
Wow.
Tell them the kind of stuff you do.
Every day.
Tell them what you do.
So I do bike, swim, run, and strength. Plus stretching and recover.
That's amazing.
So he does at least 2 events every day for at least.
And that's all with your coach Dan, right, Chris?
Yes.
And how has it been different swimming in the pool versus, because you'll in the event you'll have to swim in the ocean, yeah, right?
So my pool is small. And so, like, for the lake is open water. So, like, say I got in the ocean and I was playing the boys and went for the swim.
Yep. So he's been practicing in the ocean, swimming choppy waves.
Yeah, that has got to be the most intimidating part, at least, is kind of getting over that hump of, you know, you're in still water the whole time swimming, and that mindset of getting in there with the choppy waves and the crashing water, it just takes a lot to overcome mentally versus just the distance, which is so impressive. Where were you when you started training-wise? Like, what was your starting off point? How long have you been going, per se?
We're going 2 years. So remember, tell them what you did 2 years ago when you started. You started with what?
I did an Olympic.
No, before that, like the very first time we started 2 years ago. How many laps did you start with? Tell them.
I did one lap swim, and then one lap bike, and then one lap running.
That's right. And then now what are you up to?
I'm up to 100.
Oh my gosh.
100 miles, he'll do 100 miles on a bike, 20 miles on a run, and he'll swim 100 to 200 laps in the pool.
In a row?
Wow.
When this is all said and done, do you think, when this is all said and done, which one of the three do you think you'll continue doing? Biking, swimming, or running?
I'll say the running.
The running?
What are you going to do next year? Like, you know, what's your big event next year?
I'll be doing the Hawaii.
Hawaii Ironman.
Wow.
So you got to do all three.
Nice. That's Hawaiian vacation.
That's crazy. Is there something more that you're trying to accomplish here? Maybe a message other than just completing the race?
I started getting messages from parents telling me I am a hero to the kids who don't know. So now I want to be an example to others. That means that they can do it too. And a big dream and goals like me.
Chris, tell them how you feel when you get those hundreds of messages from parents.
So when I feel that their parents are reaching out, it feels like pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. And does that make you work harder or less?
Harder.
Yeah, I'm sure you're a hero to a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
Especially those with Down syndrome who don't do anything like this.
Yeah.
What you're doing.
Have a lot of people reached out and told you that felt inspired to do the same thing as you?
Hundreds every day.
Hundreds.
Every day you reach out.
I love that.
Yeah, it's so phenomenal.
Chris, I got to ask you, when you're training, do you like listening to music?
Yeah, so streaming and running, listen to music, but not like on a bike.
What kind of music?
Rap.
Tell them.
Rap. What's your favorite rapper?
Lecrae.
Lecrae?
Yeah.
He's good.
What's your favorite songs?
Like Tidashi. And then...
tell me one of your favorite songs. Give me the lyrics.
Robot.
Robot? You like Robot?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Chris, will and you... So during during the running portion, will you be able to be listening to your music during the race?
Yeah.
Nice. That'll be great. Helpful, yeah.
And then what else do you tell yourself, you know, while you're going through the race? How do you keep yourself motivated to keep pushing during these races? Because they're tough, man. Like Josh said, we couldn't do this. You're one of one, man. How do you keep motivated while you're in the race?
So tell them what you're going to write on your arm for the 26 miles, 1 mile.
So on my arm, I'm going to write down this of people.
So who's first on your list? So every mile, he's got a new person he's running for. So who's first on your list?
You.
Me. I love you. Get out of here. And who's last
my
on your
mom.
List? Your mom. Who else on your list?
Rachel.
Rachel. Who's Rachel? Tell them about Rachel.
She's from... this temper, she's got autism, she's 23, Miss Pageant Florida.
She was first runner-up Miss Florida, and they just connected, and they started to see each other. So now Rachel made the list.
Oh.
Nice.
Nice. Attaboy.
There you go. Guys.
That's one step closer to the dream, my friend.
I found my own smoking hot pot.
Found her. Let's go.
And then...
oh yeah, he got her to sing the national anthem at Ironman.
Oh wow, that's awesome!
And that's a power couple.
Got her to agree to give him the hug when he leaves and a hug when he comes back.
That's amazing, man. There's your
starts with a hug, Chris.
Yeah,
that's, it always starts with a hug.
You're in, dude. You're in like Flynn, man. You're ready to go.
Thanks, man.
Big old sweaty hug for Rachel at the end of the race, huh?
We warned her it's gonna be sweaty, stinky hug. She said it's okay.
Yeah. That's gonna maybe we should move down to Florida and start training with you guys. You got the good luck charm over there.
Or you can invite us out there. We'll
come come up, please. Come over to Hollywood anytime, man, and
Chris,
do the Iron Man out here.
We hear you're also a big basketball fan, right?
I am.
Who's your favorite team?
The Magic.
Oh, nice.
It's a fun team this year.
Yeah.
They made a nice run in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite team or who's your favorite player on the Magic, Chris?
I would say Aaron Gordon.
Yeah. He's a pretty good dunker, huh?
He's sweet.
Actually, it's not like that's a dunker, but it's a Mad Dog Slam Dunker.
Mad Dog Slam Dunker, okay.
Yeah, totally. Did you
go after every?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player overall in the NBA?
Doncic.
Luka. Wow. Luka.
Chris, that's music to my ears. I grew up in Dallas, so I'm a huge Dallas Mavericks fan. He's my favorite player, too. So I love that, man.
He's looking for a double date with Luka.
Can you get him on the Zoom?
Yeah.
Can I get him on?
We'd love that.
Yeah, we'll reach out.
Please. Dude, right now.
we'll get him on, and we'll leave you two to have fun, man. We'll leave the party.
Yeah, we'll do another Zoom. And just you guys, me, can and do Luka. Your
double date.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I mean, look, Chris, we're so impressed. We're just so impressed with your story, man.
Yeah.
And just to everyone out there, the race is on the 7th. And so that's when Chris will be competing. We're talking to him right now on Monday the 2nd. So 5 days, you and your dad are already there. That's right, Chris. Y'all are already in Panama City.
Yeah.
PCB, Panama City Beach. That's where the race is going down. Yeah, I'm just so impressed with you, Chris. You're such an inspiration. Guys, any other questions? That you would like
have to have the nerves. Have the nerves set in yet for you? Are you getting nervous for the race, or are you feeling good?
I am not excited.
Good, man. That's good.
It's a good feeling.
I'm going to be expected to be Ironman. Mm-hmm. And I'll be probably going to nightclub.
Oh, nightclub after the after it's done.
The six pack of Corona.
Yeah. Screw the virus. Well, fortunately, it's in Florida, man, so you'll be good to go.
I say, like, oh, he's so inspired. I want to dance with
you. You don't want to dance with you. No.
Are you a pretty good dancer, Chris?
I am.
I believe it.
Heck yeah.
Smooth jazz dancer.
Smooth jazz dancer. Dang, man. I like that. Speed and power. Beautiful.
Josh thinks he's a good salsa dancer.
I'm solid. I'm solid for sure. Man. I can keep up. I can keep up.
By the way, I'll be wearing my cologne. So whenever a smoking hot bomb comes up, so definitely
not
my cologne.
Your cologne.
Your cologne, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
You better wear your medal at the nightclub.
Yeah, you bring that medal out.
Could be at a hotel.
Oh, stop it.
All right, well, I'm booking my flight to come down and party with you guys, man. This sounds like a time and a half.
Chris, what about after the race, a meal? Is there going to be something that you're looking forward to as far as food goes? Or some sort of dessert where you can't wait to get out. Maybe some ice cream. What do you got afterwards, meal wise?
I got pancakes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Wow.
That's Waffle House.
Dang.
You're gonna just PF Chang's first, then we're headed to Waffle House. I love that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's... What do you get at PF Chang's? What's your go-to?
The spicy King's chicken with double rice, the main noodles, and a good old chocolate.
Dang. Ooh. I mean, that's what happens.
Sounds like an order.
Yeah, when you train 8 hours a day.
No, you're not going to share the cake with me?
Because he's the only person that's going to take my mom out.
Nobody else will take him out for me.
Yep.
That's right.
But this he can't have my cake because it's my cake, my whole entire cake. I'm going to eat a whole entire cake.
I'm already you and your cake.
Yeah. We got one more question for you, Chris, and we always ask all of our guests this. It's our special question. What's your favorite sports memory ever?
I would say the basketball.
Which one? Which game in particular?
The Mavericks game.
Nice.
Which one? When they beat the Clippers this year? Was it that one? Where Luka hit the shot?
For like four. No, the one where he came and smoked us in our own stadium.
That's great.
The Magic crossed him.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. During overtime, it was like 145 to 135.
Sweet.
Not a lot of defense in that one, huh, Chris?
Vucevic dunked it for 50 points.
Vucevic didn't have 50 points.
Yeah, for a slam dunk.
Oh, God.
And then Thornton did non-three-pointers. That'd be 60 points.
That's awesome.
Roxy, 70 points.
Oh, man, they all had 60 or 70 points?
Yeah. Everyone's going full Wilt Chamberlain out there.
A lot of career highs. It was a career-high game for a lot of guys.
Yeah. And got payback, Doncic got pissed. And after a game, Doncic ripped his jersey off.
He ripped his jersey off. You saw that.
Yeah, that's great. That's a cool one to see.
So when they play each other, Chris, you root for the Magic to beat the Mavericks, even though you love Luka?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rocking.
Your hometown team. You gotta respect the hometown love.
Support.
I love the way he rips his jersey and angry. Every time with the Magic doesn't have it, he grabs their ball, goes up to the stands.
Throws the ball in the stands, kicks it.
Yeah,
we've seen that.
You like that?
And then I catch it, and then I toss it over the basket to Engord, and Engord slammed it.
The assist to you, man.
The alley-oop.
The alley-oop, brother.
And then Doctor saw that, and Doctor was like, and he ripped his jersey off.
He rips his jersey off.
Game over, KO, Mavericks lose, Magic wins.
Chris Nikic with the assist, baby, for the W. I love that. Well, Chris and Nick, thank you guys so much for joining us today. We're really pumped, and we're going to be keeping track. Is there a way we can keep track of the race so we can watch you on our phones?
Yeah. Tell them how they can track the race.
So just go on to Ironman Tracker app, and they can track my bib.
Awesome.
What's your number? 101.
101.
101.
Easy. Ironman Tracker 101.
And if people want to track him on his website where they can link to his social media sites, it's chrisnikic.com.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so if
you track his progress, that's a place to start.
Great. I mean, we're going to be keeping close eyes on it and be really rooting for you the whole time. We're excited for this one, man. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. It's really an amazing story, and you're an amazing guy, and we're pulling for you, brother.
Best of luck.
Yeah, good luck, man. Go get him. Go have some fun. And get to that nightclub
after.
In the
race and in the nightclub.
Yeah.
Best of luck in both.
Yeah. Absolutely, guys. Thank you.
This was one I personally need. Well, there's so much going on right now. And obviously, there's so much sports to be covered. We do a lot, even just outside of TCS. And this was a good one, like a feel-good one to kind of just sit back and enjoy, in a sense, and hear this, and just realize this was going on in the world.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I mean, you know, there's so many people set this as a yearly goal or a five-year goal to...
Totally.
To finish an Ironman, to do this, to put themselves through that vigorous training, and I think... you know, this was an event that was supposed to happen in May.
Yeah.
And it's been pushed back now to November. And so obviously that changed some of Chris's, you know, part of his timetable for training and whatnot. But glad that he's able to compete this year, because I know that, you know, that was the intention, from the beginning with this goal. And he's such a, such an inspiration. He set such a great example, you know, for those who are out there and have people that are biased towards them, right? And have these people that are kind of putting up barriers, and he is just bulldozing it, shattering those barriers.
Physically, mentally, whatever it may be.
Yeah, it's really amazing. He broke my heart a little bit because he said that if the Magic and the Mavs were playing each other, he would root for the Magic.
But he does love Luka, though. He loves Luka. Which is better than nothing, which was huge. You guys connected on that level.
Yeah, hopefully one day he gets to actually toss an alley-oop to Aaron Gordon, because that is something
that'd be lit
that I would love to see happen.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be tuning in on Saturday. really excited for Chris.
Ditto, man. Ditto.
Grateful to his dad for
Nick, the huge
kind of communicating and connecting us. So that was fantastic. And yeah, not enough good things to say.
No,
there's too many. There's just too many.
A good feel good episode for us, which was nice. Which
yeah,
good to get.
Anything gets Nick smiling.
Yeah,
is a win in my book.
Exactly. We're also brought to you by BetOnline.ag. So don't forget to go to BetOnline.ag. Yeah, place all the bets you want there. We're in the Bucks are getting AB back. So futures bet. I just threw a futures bet on BetOnline.ag on the Buccaneers with the money I won from the World Series. I placed the futures bet there. Now I have more futures bets with standing. I may throw a bet on Kyle Trask to win the Heisman. I don't know why.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even with the injury
Fields
from this last week?
Yeah. I may still rip it. I've maybe Fields. Maybe Fields, maybe my guy. Fields is, or Mac Jones is honestly becoming the favorite.
Pretty
I'm curious to, curious to see if Devonta Smith can do it. So many players. But I love a good futures bet. So go to betonline.ag and join me in the party. Toss, anything else for the people? We're ready to rock and roll on this one.
Tie a bow on it. Training starts today.
Yeah, training starts today.
Just kidding. I can't do an Ironman.
You could. I think you could do it.
I don't really want. I mean,
you don't have the
personally,
desire.
I don't have the endurance. I'm not an endurance athlete. It's not my forte.
I think I could do a half.
It's
I think
not
I
got, my strong suit.
I think I could cook up to a half.
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't doubt that I'm physically capable of doing it. I would take a long time to train for it.
Yeah.
Just because. Yeah. I don't get. The swimming would be the toughest, and the swimming is absolutely
you're
the
a
toughest.
Bad swimmer.
Not a bad swimmer, but it's a 2.5 mile swim, and you're not in you're in the ocean. You're not in a pool. It's
yeah,
completely
the
different.
Ocean is a different ball game.
It's totally different. It's like three times harder.
More maybe because not only is the water rougher, there's also there's potential sea life in there.
Yeah, you gotta watch out.
I'm serious. You don't even consider that.
That too. Yeah. Luckily, it's not in the Pacific, which is freezing.
Yeah.
Which I would much rather, if I did have to swim in the ocean, would prefer to swim in the Atlantic than in the Pacific.
Totes, for sure. Yeah. That's a given.
As we got some insight from our good buddy who does the Ironman in Malibu.
Jeff Stoltz.
Yeah, Jeff Stoltz.
Yeah, he did the triathlon, Malibu triathlon.
And he said everyone stays super, super close to the beach when they're swimming because it's
so cold.
It's so, so cold that like you never know if you have to pop up on shore and catch your breath because it's actually that hard.
Wow, that's a good. That was a long show ago. Good memory on that.
Yeah,
glad to see your memory.
I remember that because I was like, guess what? I'm not doing that thing that you're talking about right now.
Yeah, yeah. He thought Charles Barkley would be president. Great guy. Seriously, awesome though, Chris. Thank you for joining us, Nick. Thanks for coordinating Toss. That was a big one by you, man, for keeping that going. Making this show happen. So kudos to you, man, and the fans out there. Drag both feet in bounds, swing on a full count, rip that puck, hit that putt, hit your PKs because they're free, and your free throws wide toss.
Because they are free.
Because they're free. We actually love you.
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
5 seconds left in the game.
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Rebound box. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Tie game! Gives it to Jenkins for the championship. He's going for the corner. He's got it. Bases loaded. Two out.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.